This is Mark Steiner, and today is June the 4th. Welcome to This Day in History.
See, that's another thing. When you talk about a revolution, most people think violence. Without realizing that the real content of any kind of revolutionary thrust lies in the principles and the goals that you're striving for, not in the way you reach them. On the other hand, because of the way this society is organized, because of the violence that exists on the surface everywhere, you have to expect that there are going to be such explosions. You have to expect things like that as reactions.
That was academic and activist Angela Davis speaking from a California prison in 1972. Angela Davis was a supporter of three inmates at Soledad Prison, known as the Soledad Brothers. Black political prisoners who were accused of killing a prison guard. One of those political prisoners was George Jackson. His brother, Jonathan Jackson, took control of a Marin County courtroom in 1970 and held the judge, prosecutor, and three jurors hostage. During the shootout, the judge and three other men were killed. Angela Davis was accused of purchasing those guns used in the attack and charged with aggravated kidnapping and first-degree murder. She went underground and evaded police and the FBI for 2 months. She was captured and held for almost 2 years, until this day in 1972, when Angela Davis was found not guilty of all charges. And this is another day when another radical intellectual was imprisoned for his politics, Francisco Ferrer, a Spanish anarchist and founder of the modern school movement, was arrested on this day. The librarian at his school, Mateo Moral, threw a bomb at the royal carriage carrying the King and Queen of Spain on the day they were married. The royals weren't killed, but 15 other people were, and Francisco Ferrer was arrested on this day as a co-conspirator in the attack. He was also later released. On this day in 1939, the United States refused to allow the MS St. Louis to land in Florida. The German ship carried 963 Jewish refugees fleeing from the Holocaust in Europe. They had already been turned away from Cuba, and after being denied entry into the United States, the ship returned to Europe. At least 200 of its passengers went on to die in Nazi concentration camps. Today is the birthday of Jacques Romain, the Haitian writer and political activist who was born in Port-au-Prince on this day in 1907. He was active in the struggle against the United States occupation of Haiti during the 30s, and in 1934 founded the Haitian Communist Party. He was a brilliant writer and remains widely read throughout the Caribbean, Latin America, and Europe, though he's less well known in the English-speaking world. He said once, "Misfortune is never invited, and it comes and sits at the table without permission, and it eats, leaving nothing but bones." And today we remember Arne Wendel Bontemps, who died on this day in 1973. He was a poet and novelist. He was part of the Harlem Renaissance. He was born in Alexandria, Louisiana, into a Louisiana Creole family. At the age of three, his family moved to Los Angeles as part of the Great Migration and settled in Watts. One of his most famous books and well-known books was Black Thunder, a novel that told the story of the Gabriel Prosser Rebellion of 1800. Arne Bontemps famously asked, "Is there something we have forgotten, some precious thing we have lost, wandering in strange lands?" He has a song to think about on this June the 4th. It's by a British musician who first found fame as a heartthrob pop singer in the 80s. On this day in 2002, he appeared by phone on a CNN news program to discuss a song that he wrote that criticized the hawkishness of Britain's Blair government, America's Bush's government, and the Israeli Sharon government. The video, which was not released in the United States, featured animated caricatures of Bush and Blair in bed together. He went on the CNN program to defend his song and video, but was jeered and heckled by the patriotic audience. The artist was George Michael, and the song, "Shoot the Dog." To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening, and we'll be right back with guest host Kimberly Moffitt.